You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hi there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to create an iCloud file sharing in iOS. What is this exactly? Well, if you have Apple iCloud or you use it, I mean, obviously we all have iCloud that's up to 5 gig, but if you have purchased more space or you just want to make use of what you have with the iCloud, you can use that as a sharing point. So in other words, it's very much like Dropbox, OneDrive, Google Drive, and things like that. So Apple Cloud is another source or service that you can use for cloud. And so in this example, I'm going to share a folder that I have in my iCloud drive with my wife. It is called KeePass, and basically what's in this folder is KeePass database. KeePass is a program on my Windows that allows me to store my username and passwords and different types of credentials. And I share with this with my wife because she puts her stuff in there so we can go into one place and be able to share this. And I use an app called Strongbox, so I access it through my iCloud. And given the sharing to my wife, she can now access this particular folder with her Strongbox as well. So really, the sharing, what are we sharing exactly? Well, you can share anything. You can share audio, music, photos, movies, documents, whatever you want. And this is a great option to share with other people that you want to have access to. All right, so you have to have iOS 13.4 and later to be able to use this feature. And we are going to the Apple Files native app, just called Files.
Files.
And once you find that, double tap open.
Files, ellipsis, circle, button.
Okay,
possibly,
so I'm looking
more
for iCloud.
iCloud Drive, level one.
There it is, iCloud Drive. This is where you can add Dropbox, OneDrive, but in this podcast, I'm just doing the iCloud. Double tap that.
iCloud Drive, Castro, two items, folder.
Okay,
actions
so this
available
is where your folders are resides at. And this is everything that's in your iCloud. I'm looking for KeePass. So I'm going to swipe to right until I get to the KeePass folder.
KeePass, four items, folder, actions available.
Okay, so here's the KeePass folder that I want to share. First thing you have to do is you have to get it to select it. Top right.
Select button.
It's a select button. Double tap that.
Select. Select items. Heading.
And we want to select the KeePass. So find KeePass and do one finger double tap it.
KeePass. Four items. Folder. Selected. KeePass. Four items. Folder.
Okay. So now it's selected. Now I want to share this. Bottom left.
Share. Button.
Double tap.
KeePass. Folder. Heading.
All right. So now it's going to present all the different ways you can share this, but we're not quite ready to do that. So I want to go down till we find
Add People button.
The Add People button. Double tap that.
Close button.
All right, now go to the right.
Add People. Add people to this folder and everyone will see the latest changes.
Mm-hmm.
KeePass. Thomas Donville, Thomas at themickeyhouse.com.
That's me.
Choose how you'd like to send your invitation.
Okay. Now, you can send this immediately by the different various way, messages, email, Twitter, whatever you want to do, you can send this invitation or link to a person. Now, before we do that, I want to be able to change the option, how they are able to access this folder. So I'm going to give you an example at the bottom here.
Share options. People you invite can make changes. Button.
There you go. Double tap that.
Who can access? Heading.
All right. So we're going to give it an idea of who do you want to share this with?
Selected. Only people you invite.
Okay, so we have two options. People that you invite.
Anyone with a link.
Or anybody with a link. So obviously, if it's just for my wife, I only want to share with that person, for my wife, for example. Or you can share it to everyone. So be very careful what you select. By default, it is only to the people you have shared this with. Now, if you go to the right.
Permission. Heading.
We get to the permissions area.
Selected. Can make changes.
You can make changes or
view only.
View only. Now, by default, as you can see, they can make changes to it. I want to let my wife make changes so that way she can put her username and password and share the same credentials with us and we can access and make changes. So be very careful on this. Otherwise, if you just say view only, that means they can't make any changes, nor can they delete anything out of that folder and etc. So be careful what you choose. Now, I'm pretty happy with this. I'm going to go top left.
Add people. Back button.
Double tap.
Add people. Close button.
Now, we're back to the same page. How do you want to send this? So we're going to the right.
Add people. Add people to this folder and everyone will see the latest changes. Key pass. Thomas Domville. Thomas at the mic. Choose how you'd like to send your invitation.
Okay, here we go.
Messages. Button.
Here's the messages.
Mail. Button.
Mail.
Twitter. Button.
Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to send her this by message. I'm going to go ahead and double tap that.
Mail. Messages. Button. W.
And just like if you were in Messages itself, this is where you can put the person's name in here and all the people you want to invite. You just keep adding to it and then you send the message and that will be sent to them where they'll get the link and then they will be able to access that folder. So that's pretty much it. It's pretty simple, easy to do. And that is going to do for this podcast. My name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.